Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Tes. Today's daf is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Sima Rachel Bas Harav Tzvi Aryeh by her son Aaron Friedman, one of our devoted listeners and good friends from Woodmere. So Aaron Friedman sponsors L'Zecher Nishmas his mother Sima Rachel Bas Harav Tzvi Aryeh. The Neshama should have an aliyah through the Divrei Torah. Okay, we are on Samach Ches Amid Beis. We just quoted the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that the Betzorah Mora cannot come out of somebody who has a father who is a katan. Meaning if a katan has a child, then that child cannot be a Betzorah Mora. That's what Rav Chisda learns out from Psukim. And then, so now four lines from the bottom, we continue. The Gemara says, Upliga de Rabba. This Shita of Rav Chisda argues on Rabba. To Amar Rabba, katan eino molid. That a katan cannot have a child. Katan can't have a child. So what do you mean that if a katan has a son, they can't be a Betzar Amar? It's impossible. A katan can't have a child anyway. Shene Amar. How do you know that? In Ein La'ish Goel, Pasuk says at the beginning of Amidbar, if the man does not have a redeemer, a relative, so then you don't have to return it. If somebody steals it, Znish Bal Sheker, Rashi explains, you do Vidu, you return the money. So if he's not there anymore, if he died, so then you have nobody to return it to. So what are we talking about? V'chiyesh l'cha adam b'yisar she'en la goel. How could you have a Jew who doesn't have a relative? There's always a relative somewhere out there. Just play a little Jewish geography, you'll find a distant relative. So how could there be a person who just keep going back and back? So the Gemara Baba Basra says, Shvatim never fit, decimated. So how could they be a Jew without a karov, without a relative? Ella, but gezel agera custom adaber. It must be a person steals from a convert. A convert halachically does not have relatives. Gershon is gayer, kaka and shenola dummy. So if somebody steals from a ger and the ger dies, so then who is he going to return it to? Right, he doesn't have any relatives. V'yamar achmana, and the Torah says about this case ish. Right, you have to look, if there's no, the ish doesn't have a goel. What do we darshan from that? Ish atat sarich lachzar alav, imish lagon imim lav, and ish, a gadol, you have to search if he has relatives or not, vim katan, yetat sarich lachzar alav, but if it's a katan, a ger katan, so then you do not have to search, why be a duish in lagol, and you know he doesn't have any relatives. Right, only an ish. That's the drasha that Rabbah has, that a katan cannot have children. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll get to this the big discussion. Eisve Abaye. Abaye says it's really true. Ish. Ein li ela ish. Ben tes shanim v'yom echad. Sharoi libi aminayin. How do I know? That now what are we talking about? We have changed contexts. Now we're talking about shivcha charufa. The Pasuk says if a man lives with a shivcha charufa, different shitas, exactly what type of shivcha that is, somehow connected to an eved, not really an ashes ish, because she is a shivcha, but somehow connected, designated for another man. So if a man lives with a shivcha charufa, and the language of the pasuk is important here, Rashi quotes it on the fourth skinny line, the ish ki ishkaves isha shichvas zera. A man lives with a woman, Shivcha Zera, by Shivcha Charufa. So back to the Gemara now. I only know these halachas of Shivcha Charufa only apply to a man. How do I know? Ben Tes, Shonav Yom Echad, Shroi Labia Minayin. If somebody is not, a boy is 9 years old, who's Roy Labia, right? 9 for a boy, 3 for a girl. How do I know Minayin? The halachas also apply. Tamalamar Ve'ish. So you see, Ve'ish also applies. You see, it's not just a katan. And the question must be based on the fact that the pasuk says Shivcha Zera. So you see, Roy to have a child. So Gemara says, no, Amar Lei, he answers, Yesh lo v'ena molid. He has Shechva Zera, but it's not potent. It's not powerful enough to be able to have a child. Kitvua shalohi v'yishlish dami. It's like tvua that didn't ripen. Something's there, but it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be powerful because it is not ripe. Period. One more source. The Bechizki Atana. The Bechizki has a different source to teach us that even if a katan has the Shechva Zeras, so that it won't be able to have a child. Yazid ish. If a man is Yazid. This is talking about a case of murder, beginning of Mishpatim. V'chiyazid ish Yisrael l'argo ba'arma. But why does it use the lashon of Yazid? Rashi says, why doesn't it say v'chiyarshia? Why did they use the unusual lashon of Yazid? So we darshin that Yazid has another meaning. Ish mezid umazria, v'ein katan mezid umazria. Mezid, as we're going to see in a second, can mean to cook, to be boiling. So an ish, a gadol, could be mazik, could boil up and produce the zera umazria, and he can impregnate the woman. V'yein katan mazin umazria, but not a katan. Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, my mashma the high mazid lishta to be shulehu. Where else do you see that lashon mazid as lashon of cooking? Oh, tichsiv vayazid Yaakov nazid. Yaakov Avinu, when he made the lentil soup, he made a nazid. That's how you see the nazid. Nazid is a lashon of cooking, and that's why we use it here for chiyazid to darshan mazid umazria. Okay, we'll stop there for a minute. So there is. If you're looking on our daf, where it is, it's not there. But if you look on the previous Amud, you got this big fat Tosfos on the Lashon of the Gemara that is on our Amud. So that's why we got to talk about this today. This is one of the most important Tosfos in all of the Masechta in terms of Yisodos that Tosfos brings. It's all the way at the beginning of Ben Sora Mora. What does that do with Ben Sora Mora? It has to do with Zechia and Kinyanim of a Katan. Tosfos has certain discussions here, but it's a few places in Shas Tosfos has these discussions. He has it in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, the Gerkatan Sugya, and he has it here. Those are the two of the main Sugyas. Tosfos asks, it starts off with a simple question. There are a couple of discussions within Tosfos. The first discussion that Tosfos has is, what do you need a pasuk to exclude a katan for? Right? Only a gadol, let's say by the Gezel Ager, you have to search after relatives, but a katan you don't have to. A katan can't be zoch in anything. Yes, Tosfos. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to search out to try to return something to a katan? A katan can't own anything, can he? Yes, Tosfos. That's the beginning of Tosfos. Yim Tomar, says Tosfos, back on Slam Achesim Abbas. Yim Tomar, uminale lahai katan mamona. Where does this katan have any money from? Ha'amrinim b'perak misha meis. We learned at the end of Baba Basra, ein zechia l'katan. Doesn't he? Can't be zoche. Right, so what does it mean? And if you want to say, skip two lines. And if you want to say that maybe it means on a drabanan level, maybe that's what it means here. On a drabanan level, he can own something because after all, a katan can't own anything daraisa. Why? Tosfos just in passing quotes a huge sugya, dizechia mitoras shlichus, because after all, the principles of zechia and shlichus are linked. Says Tosfos, shliach, I appoint you to be a shliach. Zechia, you do something on behalf of me without being appointed. Right? Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. Are those principles connected? That is a major machlokas we've shown him. Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran all say that they're connected. Zechia mitam shlichus. They write this in many places. Both Metzia ayin aleph, Ksubas yud aleph, Kiddushin, which we'll talk about soon in the second parak. And right here, so Tosfos says they're connected. So if a katan can't be a shliach, he's excluded for the parasha of shlichus. He's also excluded for the parasha of zechiyah. I can't get something on behalf of a katan. So how does this kid have any money? The Torah has to come along. The Gemara darshes that, oh, you don't have to return it to a katan. A katan can't own anything, can he? Asks Tosfos. A katan is labar shlichus. He's labar zechiyah. So Tosfos has three suggestions. Three suggestions. How is it that a katan can own property? But just to mention again, just to talk for a minute about the sugya of zechiyah mitam shlichus. So we've mentioned in the past, this is a machlokas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran, as I said, versus the other Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva. They all hold zechiyah lav mitam shlichus. They're not connected. Their biggest raya is the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara there is trying to figure out in what way were the Nesiyim. Did the Nesiyim transfer Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim? Right, they split up all of Eretz Yisrael, and they were Zoche and Abhev all the rest of Klal Yisrael. So how did that work? What halakhic mechanism was used for the Nesiyim to be Zoche on behalf of Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara first tries to say Shlichus. I says that can't work, because there were Ketanim that were amongst Klal Yisrael. So how could the Nesiyim be a Shliach for the Ketanim? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Can't be shlichus, it's zechia. Must be zechia. And the answer starts off with an ella in Ar Gersa. Kiddushin ben Beis Man Aleph. Ella is, you're right, it's not shlichus, must be zechia. And the Gemara rejects that also. And the final answer is that it works through the principle of apotropis. Fine, but the pashas of that Gemara is that those are three separate principles. You have shlichus, you have zechia, and you have apotropis, meaning an agent. Whether that's Daraisa, Darabana, where does that come from? But those three separate principles. Says the Ramban, says the Rashba, says the Ritva, they're all, this Gemara proves our Shita. And therefore it could be that even if somebody is excluded from Shlichus, then they're not excluded from Zechiyah. Maybe there's a problem with Minoy. This person cannot appoint a Shliach. But if you have a prince, they have a halachic mechanism that doesn't need appointment, it works automatically, so then maybe it can work. So even if a Kohen is a Bar Shlichus, maybe he can be a Bar Zechiyah. So again, that is a big discussion. The other Rishonim, though, Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran all say, the Ran here says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ with my Rebbeim. Zechiyah is Bitam Shlichus. This Gemara, maybe it's a Havamina, Lamaskana, we say that they're connected, maybe even in the Havamina, he tries to work out exactly how you could say Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, even according to this Gemara. That's what the Ran says over here. The Ika Deboy Lamelech Bishmaisin Zechiyah La Mitam Shlichus. Velesa, I disagree, based on a different Gemara. The Gemara in Babetzia, the Fine Aleph, seems to be like me. How do you work out this Gemara? So Yata, he says that maybe he's in the Havamina, and he gives other answers. Okay, that's the Ran over there. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll come back to some of the lumdus behind Zechiyah and Shlichus. What exactly does it mean? Is Zechiyah La Mitam Shlichus? So what is it? What is Zechiyah if it's not a Shlichus? What about Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus? Are they exactly connected? What's the difference between them? But that is the first sugya that Tosfos brings up. But anyway, back to Tosfos. So what does Tosfos say? How does a Kohen have any kinyanim? What do you need a pasuk to exclude? So Tosfos has three answers. Answer number one, approach number one is the fifth to last skinny line in Tosfos. Tosfos brings up his famous principle, das acheres makne. Even though generally ketanim cannot own anything, but if there is a gadol that is pushing the property into the Kohen's reshus, that's different. Das acheres makne. If I'm selling something to a katan, if I'm giving something to a katan, katan can't get it himself. But if I am doing it for him, then he could get it. And that's the Gemara that Tosfos quotes, Sukkah daf mem vav, on the first day of Sukkot, I shouldn't give my katan, my lulav and esrog, to use to be yotzei a mitzvah, because, on the first day, because if I give it to him, he could get it, but he can't give it back. And the first day, it has to be lachem, it has to be owned by the person who's doing the mitzvah. So that's das acheres makne. After the first day, it's fine. So the kohen owns it. So what? You don't need lachem after the first day. It just can't be guzzle after the first day. That is Tosfos's first suggestion. And it's interesting, that yisod of Tosfos, that Tosfos says many times, das acheres makne, is not said in Shas by Ketanim. It's said in a different context. But Tosfos says that this is the principle. The Shach is bothered. It's such a yesod, it should be in Shas if it's true. It's such a yesod that Das Acheres Makne, Ka'an Pizoch Daraisa. Shouldn't it be in the Gemara somewhere? So that's why the Shach finds trouble with that principle, because it should be in the Gemara. But that is the first principle, Das Acheres Makne. Principle number two, says Tosfos, about the sixth to last medium line in Tosfos. V'yod Mishkachas Lo Sheyesh L'mam L'katan K'gon She Yarash Ezaviv Kodem Jiris Gayer. Oh, Yerusha. A Kohen can Yarash in Daraisa and he can own the money. So that's an example where he could have the money. And number three, third to last medium line, Inami B'maisa Yadav D'malachto V'schar V'tir Chashalo. A Kohen can earn money based on his working. If he works, Maisa Yadayim, so then he owns money, it goes straight to him. So that is, those are the three answers of Tosfos, how could a Kohen have property? And that's why we would need a Pasuk to exclude. That's the first part of Tosfos. Good. Then we have the next part of Tosfos. Again, each section of this Tosfos is important. Section number two asks Tosfos on the second wide line. V'yim Tomar, the Hechnis Gayer. How did the cotton convert anyway? We're talking about, what's the Pasuk talking about? Right? A Ger, who is a cotton, you don't have to return the money to by the cotton. So how do you have a cotton who converted? How do you have a cotton? Ki amrina nami the cotton is lezchiyah midaraisa hadimi li Yisrael. Ave ovid kochavim, les lezchiyah afilo midarabonot. So how did he convert? So how did he convert? Fourth line, V'yesh lomar kagon, shenizgaira imo, kishahi mi'uberes. Says Tosfos, the mother converted while she was pregnant. And therefore what? So Tosfos assumes, and the Rishonim say this explicitly elsewhere, that the mikvah for the mother works for the kid. Amazing. The kid's inside the womb. And the mikvah for the mother works for the kid. That tefillah works. It's not a chatzitza. The mother's not a chatzitza for the kid. Why? So the Ritva in Ksuba, Staf Yud Aleph, the other place where this guy says, we have the principle of ubar yerach imo. In ubar, a fetus is just like the limb of the mother. Wonderful. That's why it works. That's what the Ritva says. The problem the Achronim say is that we don't hold that way. We don't hold ubar yerach imo. We paskin ubar lav yerach imo. So how does the mikvah work for the kid? How does it work for the child? That is the question. So comes along the Granat, Ragon Naftali Trump, Rosh Hashiva in Rodin, with the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Granat, he's the one we have the famous story about the minutes, the seconds. How much time would you give for the Granat? Even just 10 seconds? A story that we've quoted in the past. Anyway, Anir Eliyashi Bazeh, says the Granat, I think this is the answer. He's talking about another context, but he's also answering this question. He says, let's say you have a Vlad that's born from an Akum Habal Bas Yisrael. Mikom Akum, even though you need a certain type of Geirus, according to some, says the Granat, Ein ze mishum dahavi goy gamur. Ela be'emes hu Yisrael, ela da'akati lohavi bechlau kedushas Yisrael. The Granat comes up with a chiddush. There are two types of ideas. There's something called a Ben Yisrael, a Shem Yisrael, a legal Yisrael, and then there's something called Kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of being a Jew. The biological being a Jew, and the sanctity of being a Jew. Says the Granat, if somebody has a Jewish mother, he has the biological Jew. But if his father's a non-Jew, he's missing Kedushas Yisrael. Because Kedusha, Yichus, all that goes by the father. Koin Levi Yisrael, right? All the Yichus goes by L'mishpachosam L'vei Savosam. So says the Granat, you could have cases where you have a biological Yisrael without a sanctified Yisrael. And therefore, you will need to do something to have the extra sanctity. So says the Granat, to answer this question, he says, E ubar lav yerech imahu, even if an ubar is not a limb of the mother, mikom akom Yisraelhu. It's still considered a Jew if the mother goes to the mikvah. Kiva d'ima Yisraelis. The mother's Jewish. By the time the mother gives birth to him, the mother's a Jew. So he's biologically a Jew. Shabbat chaser lo b'kedushas Yisrael. V'alzeh mahani tfila v'hamila shehei ki Yisrael gamur. And this answers the kasha of the Rebbe Kiva Eger, which we said. Shibim on his gaira, bochai sumu beres, gam ha'ubar nasa l'Yisrael gamur. Elo desrichem gebers v'over l'ubar b'chlei l'kabal of kedushas Yisrael. V'alzeh eno desrichem l'das klau. That could even be when he was a katan because he was just finishing the job. Okay, he continues more. Granat, simin, chaf, ches. The only one safer, chedushas granat. But that is how you answer the question explain the answer of Tosfos. That is answer the issue number two. Number one, how does cotton have property? Number two, how does a ger convert? Finally, another answer of Tosfos, a beautiful answer of Tosfos, is how does a cotton convert? He can't be zoche; he's only a katan. So Tosfos has a beautiful halachic hashkafic answer. The seventh to last line in Tosfos, v'nira, right in the middle of the page, dezechia degerus lo dami l'shar zechias. Don't compare becoming Jewish, that's zechia, versus, you know, getting property, having other types of zechia. The Masha Bezdin Madbilan Oso, Elam Zochim Ba'avuro, Elohu Zochim Ba'atzmo Begufo, Shinasa Ger, V'nichnas Takas Kanfei Ashchina. Becoming a Jew, that's a unique type of zechia. And therefore, that happens even if a katan. How many rabbis does it take to open a chair, right? So that comes even if other zechias wouldn't work. Okay, we'll have to stop here in the Tosfos and let us continue now. So those are three very important issues in Tosfos. Let's go back to the Gemara now. We are up to the Hotana. The Hotana, right by the asterisk, by the 12th line on the Amud. The Hotana, Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Velo Av. Rabbi Yishmael, they learned Ben Velo Av. Rashi explains this to mean a ben, somebody who's a son can become a ben sora or more, but not somebody who is also already an av. Meaning if you have a boy who is an av, then he cannot be a ben sora or more. A ben sora or more is only if he's only a son, and not if he's also a father. Say, if you tell me, how do you have a case where you have a ben who's a father? Ilema di aber baser daisi shtei Cyrus, if he impregnated a woman after he brought Shtei Cyrus, meaning he's already a gadol. The olid mikami delakev zakan, and he gave birth before, as we said yesterday in the Mishnah. What is the end time for a ben sora mora where he completes the Shtei Cyrus, the lakev zakan? So we're suggesting, did he have the baby, he impregnated the woman after he became a gadol, and the baby was born before he finished that period of time? So mi kishos kulehai. You don't have that much time in the world of Betzorah Mora. The Ha'amra of Kresbudai, Kol Yabav She Betzorah Mora, Eino Ela Gimel Chadashim Bavad. You only have 3 months. 3 months, right? 13 to 13 and a quarter. So it can't be. So El Olav, what must be the Rabbi Yishmael's brisa be referring to? To Yaber, Makami Delech Yishtei Cyrus. It must be that he impregnated the woman when he was a katan. The Olid Makami Delech Yivzakan. And the baby was born during the Betzorah Mora 3 month period. But what do you see from there then? Vishrami Akatan Molid. So you see a katan can have a child. Right? If that's what is, that's the only case that we could, that the Basel must be referring to. So Gemara says no. Lo la ola diaber baser da shisei Cyrus va olid baser da kivzakan. Really, he impregnated. The case that was being referred to is that he impregnated the woman after he's a gadol already, meaning a cotton can't have a baby, like Rabba says. Cotton ain't a molid, and the baby was born later, much later. Aye, but then he said cannot have been sorer more anymore. After that, Utakakasha to grab Crespudai. Did he ask me the question? No. Kiyasa Ravdimi. Omar. Ravdimi explained this is what the Gemara means. Amri b'marava. Ravdimi always brought back reports from Eretz Yisrael. He came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. Ben velo harui likroso av. It means a ben, not somebody who's also a father, but somebody who could theoretically be called a father at this time. Meaning in these first 3 months, he can father a child. He can impregnate a woman, so therefore, he's roi lekroso av. But when is he roi lekroso av? Really? The first 3 months is not good enough. What's the limit? Roi lekroso av? After 3 months. Because after 3 months, we know that's the halacha category of hukar ubra. The baby is recognizable to an outsider, halachically. Now, there are some women that you don't know they're pregnant until the 7th month. There are some women that you know they're pregnant in 2 months. You know, everybody's, but halachically, after 3 months is considered hukar ubra, so that's when roi lekroso av. So once he reaches that the 3 months afterwards, no longer, he can no longer be a ben sora mora. So that is ben velo haroi lekroso av. There's a big discussion, halacha lemaisa. And Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, in Ilchas Nida, in Kuf Peites, in the Siman about Vestos, that a woman who is pregnant does not have Vestos. See, a woman has a certain schedule before she becomes pregnant. Once she becomes pregnant, you don't have to worry about it, because she's considered Musulekas Damim, one of the four women that are considered Musulekas Dam, right? She doesn't have blood, so therefore, she does not have to worry about her previous Vestos when she is pregnant. The question is, when does that start? When does that time period of being pregnant start? So, in the days of the Gemara, it was after 3 months. After 3 months, right, they didn't have any pregnancy tests in those days. So after 3 months, they know, she, you know, she's pregnant, and she doesn't have any dam. So therefore, that's when the halacha kicks in. So the big question in the postgame is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, two parts to this question. It's a beautiful footnote in Rabbi Four Sefer on Nida. If you want to see the footnote, it quotes all the sources, in volume 1, page 372. He quotes this double suffix. The issue is, Bizmana Gemara, it seems like women still bled during pregnancy during the first 3 months. Unlike Bizmana Zeh, where most stop right away. Right when they become pregnant, there's no more period. So the question number one is it tali on dam? And if it's tali on dam, then nowadays, right away, even in the first month, she should be considered a Musulekas Damim, and she shouldn't have to worry about Vestos. Question one. Question two, even separate from that, is it tali on knowing that she's pregnant? And that also we know much earlier. Perhaps Chazal only required that the woman be 3 months pregnant to confirm her pregnancy. And even if we can see that it's New York Times, it is not the pregnancy per se, but the 3 months of pregnancy, perhaps this was only because the women continued seeing down for 3 months. However, today, women stop immediately, nishtanu ativim, and maybe halacha. The halacha should be different. That is a major machlokas. One should ask their local rav. Many poskim say 3 months is 3 months. Generally, it's usually, it's one time, because the woman doesn't know she's pregnant until after the first month. She misses her period, so the first month she's checking her vestas anyway. So it's the second month, that's the nafkamina, the 3rd month she's ready to like a dam by 3 months. So it's one or maybe two times whether she would have to do any bdikas in the vestas. Anyway, that is a discussion here about hukar urbra. What does that mean, bizman hazeh? Okay, let us continue. Gufa, third wide line. Amr of Kraspudoy, Amr Rabbi Shabtai, Kol Yamav Sheben Sora Mora, Einar Legibu Chadashim Ovad. As we said, Ben Sora Mora is only 3 months long, that whole time period. That's why we're going to see, there's going to be so many details that had to be a Ben Sora Mora. The Gemara is going to have, as according to one opinion, that it never happened. Because it's so hard during these 3 months to have all those, we're going to get to all the details. What you need to be a Mitzvah or Mora. So, 3 months. What do you mean? right? Didn't we say in the Mishnah that from the time the boy brings two hairs until the time that he finishes puberty? So the Gemara says, no, either or. He kiv zakan afagav delomalu, gimel chadashim, whichever comes first. If he has a kafe zakan before 3 months, malu gimel chadashim afagav delomahikiv, whichever one comes first, is the limit for betzorer umor. Yosef Rabbi Yaakov minar pakot, kamei deravina. V'yosef v'kamer b'shei derafu debrei derav Yeshua, shma minah midrav krespudai, amar Reb Shabtai. You know what you learn from Reb Krespudai? Yoledes l'shiva, ein ubara nikar l'shlish yameha. What about if you have a woman who gives birth in the 7th month? Right, not in the 9th month. Do we say that hukar urbra is 3 months always? Or is it a third of the entire pregnancy? And therefore, if a woman gives birth, so then Mamele could go backwards and say that hukar urbra was a third of that time. Yeah? So that's the question of the Gemara. L'mai nafkamina? We'll see in a second what nafkamina is. The Miri talks about it. But that's what you see for Rav Krespudai. Because what does Rav Krespudai say? Betzora Mora is up until 3 months. Because that's the time period of Roy Lekroso Av. What do you mean? What if a woman has a baby after 7 months? Then he's Roy Lekroso Av even earlier. A third of the time period of the 7th month. If you say that halachic stage, that's how you have to look at it. That halachic stage, hukar urbra is always the halachic stage of a third of the pregnancy. So if you have a shorter pregnancy, then halachically, hukar urbra will come earlier. That's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying it must not be true. Because if it was true, so why do you have to have three, l'shush yameha l'amli gimel? So what do you mean, Betzora Mora is all the way till the end of the 3rd month? Betrei v'tilta sagya, 2 and 3 months, right? It should be it. The fact that he doesn't say that, really all Betzora Mora is have all the way till the 3rd month. So, must be that even a shorter pregnancy, hukar urbra is not before 3 months. So Gemara answers no. Maybe no raya. Amar larle lo lamei melacha. I'll just mention it. L'may nafkamina for this issue. The Biri says, let's say a woman gets remarried right after she gets divorced. She's not allowed to do that. It's a drabanan of hafchana. You have to wait 3 months, 91 days. But what if she gets married right away and then hukar ubra a little while later? So do we say that it's dafka, hukar ubra must be from the first husband because it has to have 3 months, or it can even be from the second husband less than 3 months. That's where it might come up l'maisa. But the Gemara says, there's no raya anyway. Amar lei, lo'olam emelecha ubra nika l'shlish yameha. Maybe an ubar is always, it's even a third. It's even a third, and therefore it would be 2 and 1/3 months. But, zil basar ruba. But you know what the halacha is? Why do you go 3 months by Betzora Mora? Because you follow the rove. Rove women have babies after 9 months. Right, ruba de lesa kaman, a rove, a statistical rove, and therefore you're allowed to go after the rove. Interesting though, we're going after the rove here in which direction? Le chumra. We're adding on an extra 2/3 of a month to be able to make this kid a Betzora Mora. If we would say you don't follow the rove, then Betzora Mora is only up till 2 and 1/3 months. That's when Roy Lekroso Av. So we are saying hochen achar harove even to possibly kill a person. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. Amrua kamed Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lei, ubedin nefashes miyazlina basaruba. Do you follow the rove to kill somebody? To go lechumra? Hatara amra, v'shaftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda. Back in the first Mishnah on Daf Beis. V'yat amra zil basaruba. Don't we look for hatzalas? V'itzilu ha'eda, you always try to save the person? So how could the Gemara suggest this? So the Gemara says, no, adrua kamed Ravina, Amar lei, ubedin nefashes miyazlina basaruba. Of course you go after the rove. Ubedin nefashes. After all, I'll bring you a raya. V'atzana, Bisha said earlier, we had back on Daf Mem, Echon Amar B'Shayim B'Chodesh, V'Echon Amar B'Gimel. Let's see, there's a machlokas between the witnesses. One of them says the murder happened on the 2nd of the month. One of them says the murder happened on the 3rd of the month. What's the halacha? Eidus HaKayemes. The Eidus could still stand. Why? Shezeh Yodea B'Ibur HaShalchodesh, Shezeh Eid Yodea. Right, one of them knew that the previous month had 29 days, and one person knew it was 30 days. So you're allowed to put those two ideas together. So think about 1 second. And if you say you don't follow the rove, meaning you always try to look for any loophole to be able to acquit the person. So here's a great chance. Nema, why don't we say, Hani dafka kamisadi? Each of them are testifying specifically about different days. And they're contradicting each other. So throw them out of court. And yet we kill the person. It must be that we follow the rove. Veruba deinshi avdi detobi brudi archa. And many people make mistakes when it comes to missing a day of the month. Because that's a raya that you follow the rov, even l'chumra, by dinei nefashis. One raya. We're about to have another raya, but before that, just to mention an important ran. The ran says here, what is the havamina that we wouldn't follow the rov? The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, if Reuven killed Shimon, maybe Shimon was a treifa in the spot where the bullet went in, and he was going to die tomorrow anyway. So maybe it was a treifa. So how can we kill Reuven? What does the Gemara answer? Rove people aren't treifas. Rove people aren't treifas. The Gemara there says that you don't follow the rove. You're not worried about Dilma treifa. So what's the whole discussion of our Gemara here? So says the Ra, now there's a big difference between the discussion of our Gemara and the Gemara there in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin is you have to follow the rove in that case of treifa, because then the whole institution of dinim nefashis wouldn't apply. You'd throw out the dinim of the Torah. Right? When do you kill somebody? You know, every case of murder, maybe after you already was a treifa. So obviously, that's what the Gemara means there. If you're going to throw out a whole mitzvah in the Torah, then forget it. It must not be true. Of course you follow the rove there. Our Gemara is talking about other cases of rove. Beyond that, even if you wouldn't go by the rove in our case of the Gemara, you'd still have the institution of murder in the Torah. Aval hecha ubechai gavna kivin damar achmana de nikto rotzeach al karchan svirulan daslina basar ruba de inshi de lo havi treifas. Aval hecha she efshel akayim as adin b'makam sheish liftar echad b'b'nechshash hayvay lachush. This reminds us of that Taz and Ochas Rosh Hashanah, which has come up many times, that the Chazal, you can't do something that totally against what the Torah says. If the Torah says something is mutter, the Chazal can't say it's totally usser, always. Right? The Torah says you have to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Chazal can't say don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Shema, you might fix a musical instrument. When it falls out on Shabbos, okay. But when it falls on a weekday, Chazal can't say don't blow shofar, period. So to hear, the Chazal can't say that because you don't follow the rov, you're never going to kill a person. So that's the Ran's important distinction related to our Gemara. But now we continue. The Gemara says again, I also have a Mishnah that proves that you follow the row for Dine Nefashis. What's the case? As follows. We had this Mishnah earlier, a couple of weeks ago. Bashal Shana V'yom Echad, a 3-year-old girl, Miskadesh's Babia, her father could marry her off. Once she's 3 years old, she's royal Bia, Vimbala Yavam Kana, and if Bia took place after she's 3 years old, that is a Maisa Bia, and therefore the Yavam is married to her, Vichayav and Alami Shemeshus Ish, and anyone else who lives with this girl is Chayav Mishemeshus Ish. Umatami is Bala, Latami Mishkatakhtam Ke'elyon, and she has the status of a Nida, so if somebody lives with her, he becomes Tumas Boel Nida. Which is one of the Avos HaTumas listed in the first parak in Maseches Kalim. So he's Metame, the Baal Nida, is Metame, anything that he sits on, Mishkav Tachton, Ke'elyon, like the status of something that a Zav touches. Detail in Uchlas Tumah, which we're not going to get into now. Niseis L'Kohen Ochelas B'Shuma. If a three-year-old girl marries a Kohen, she's married to Oraisa, and she can eat Shuma, Ochelas B'Shuma, even though she's a Bas Yisrael. Ba'aleha Echem Min Apsulin, Pasla Min Akahuna. If one of the Psulim live with her, so that she is Nifseles from marrying a Kohen. And if any of the Arayas live with her, they are killed. She's not killed, she's a Ktana. But they are killed. Vihi Petura, and she is Petura. So says the Gemara, 1 second. So she could be considered an Ashes Ish, right? And therefore somebody will be killed by considering her an Ashes Ish, but 1 minute. Viamai, Ema Islandishi, maybe as she grows older, she will turn into an Islandess, a woman who will never develop into a regular female, mature female, right? Different signs of an islandess. You might have an islandess that she's more like an ayol as a male, right? An ayol as a male ram. So that's why she's called an islandess. And if she turns into an islandess, then what? The whole marriage was betos, right? I'm islandessi, v'adait t'hachi lo kaddish, and she never got, and he never married her in this case. So she's out of nations ish. So why don't we say we'll never put somebody to death who lives with this 3-year-old girl, because maybe she's going to turn into an islandess as she gets older. You can't tell she's an islandess until she gets older. El alav, it must be, why do we put the person to death right away? The amrin and zilbasaruba. It must be you go after the rove. V'rov nashim lav islandess ninu. And most women are not ilunios. Right? So again, another raya that you go follow the rove. Sigmar says, no, maybe this one's not a raya. Lo, my chayv alav diktani karbon. It means a carbon. You wouldn't put somebody to death for it. So at least it's not a raya from here. What do you mean? But it says arayos, they're mumas al yada. You kill them. No, but Ba'alel Aviha. No, that last line of the Mishnah is talking about where one of her relatives lives with her, Arayos, not based on the marriage. Ivaham Ba'alel Echon Mikol Arayos Ktani. All the Arayos. So Ella Hakamayaskina de Kibla Ilave. The Bryce is talking about a case where the husband says, honey, if you turn into an islandist, I don't care, I'm still married to you. He accepts everything no matter what. So again, it's no raya. We have a raya from the previous case. But we have no raya from this case that we follow the rove to go lechumra by dine nefashos. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan.
That could have been that they wait.
Ah, that's what Rabbi Kivager says. I was going to mention it, but Baruch Hashem, you mentioned it. Kivager writes in a tshuva, quoting his son, Rav Shlomo Eger, this is in Simon Kuf Zayin, that he thinks, you know what, maybe you wait. Right, you only follow the rove where it's efsher lavarer. But if you can know for sure, so you keep him in jail, right? It's like in the appeals. It says in the appeals for 25 years. So you keep him in jail until, or whatever, you hold on to him until she turns, she gets older. You see if she's an islandist or not, right? So it could be, says Rav Kiva Eger, that daughter mamtidim im harigaso. You wait. Isn't that called then a hasra safik? It's not a hasra safik, he says, because rove women don't turn into islandios. That's what he says. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hamesuleles bibna katan. If a woman is fooling around with her little boy son, we're talking about katanim here, whether they're royal abir or not. So she's somehow fooling around with him and v'haraba, and a maisa bia starts with the child. How did this happen? Chas v'shalom. How did this happen? There's a tshuva of the Chavos Yair. Chavos Yair, end of the 1600s. True story. Tragic tshuva. Siman Ayin Beis. It's fascinating, but it's a tragic tshuva. Siman Ayin Beis, he has a tshuva where there was a couple that didn't have a child for a very long time. And finally, they had a child as they get older, and they loved the child unbelievably. Couldn't imagine how much they loved this child. Their only child. Because they loved the child so much, they were overly protective of the child. He describes this. And most nights, the child slept in the bed with them, with the parents. And the child's getting older. The child is 6, the child is 7, the child is 8. And every night the child came into the, was in the parents' bed. And finally one night the husband was away, and he comes back and he sees that the child is not in the bed with the mother. And he's worried. He says, yeah, the child's always in the bed with the mother and me. So where is it? And he sees the mother's crying. So what are you crying for? What happened? She's like, oh, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I told him he can't come back to the bed. So what is it? So imagine this is a period of time before they had undergarments like we have, which are tightly fitting. So he says that, she says that he came into the bed and she fell asleep and he went on top of her. And started the maisa. And all of a sudden she woke up, she realized it, she threw him off, she started beating him. It's a terrible story. And anyway, but the shaila is, and then people heard about it, the shaila is that she has surah labaila now. The husband doesn't know what to do, the wife doesn't know what to do. So, Chavos Yair paskins, are you a Kohen? He wasn't a Kohen. So, at most, there's no issur labaila. But at the end of the tshuva, after discussing this issue, he says, Eitza tova, once the child gets a little older, don't take him in the bed with you. He says, I'm telling this to all Benos Yisrael, no matter how much you love your child, no matter how much you love your son. That's exactly the case of the Gemara. Hamusulelas bibna katan v'arabah. It happened. It happened in the end of the 1600s. That's the Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bakrak. Says the Gemara, so in that case, b'shamei omrin paslam anakuna b'salom lachshirin. So, is it considered a ma'isabiyah? By bina katan, right? We just said that a machlokas, Rav and Rav Chisda, whether a katan can have a child, could be molded. Well, what do you say here? So b'shamei pasals, u'b'salom said, no, she's still kosher. Amr Rav Chiyah b'reidu Rav Rachmeni, Amr Rav Chisda, v'amri lo, Amr Rav Chisda, Amr Zeiri, hakol molded b'ben teisha shanam yomechad, sh'b'yaso biyah. Once the kid is 9 years old, then you know for sure he could have a maisa bia. How old was this child in the story that I just read you? It starts off that he was 8. Oh, 10. Kikfarhu ben tes. He's already 10. That's why it's important to everybody. It was a maisa bia. So everybody agrees by 9 years old, that's a maisa bia. Pachos bibet shemona shem bia so bia. Less than 8 is for sure nothing. Lo nechleku ela bibet shemona. The machlokas is what about an 8-year old? The Beis Shammai says, in earlier generations, they had babies at age 8, the boys, so too we can learn from them. That shows that even though This is the way the Ron says it. Even though nowadays it doesn't happen, but inherently it must be that the Gavra is Roy Laholin, and therefore would be considered a Vaisa Biyah. You can learn that from Doros HaRishonim. Or Beisel HaSarbi, Lo Gamrinim in Doros HaRishonim. You don't learn from Doros HaRishonim. So Gemara asks, but Doros HaRishonim, you know, Lunda Oled. How do you know from earlier generations that they had babies at 8 years old? So here we go. Three tries. All the way to the bottom of the Amud. Three tries. How do you know? You got to have our math brains on right now a little bit. How do we know that there were earlier generations had babies when they were eight? Number one, midachsef halozos batsheva bas ilam or eshes or yachiti. We're going to talk about Batsheva, the mother of Shlomo, who is Batsheva's father, Eliam, and v'ksev Eliam ben Achitofel Agiloni. Achitofel was Eliam's father, so Achitofel was Batsheva's grandfather and Shlomo's great grandfather. Okay, you gotta keep that in mind. Achitofel to Shlomo. Achitofel was Shlomo's great-grandfather. V'ksiv v'yishlach b'yad nasan anavi v'yikra shemo yedidya b'avur Hashem. And what happened? He said it in the name of nasan anavi. He called the baby Yedidya. That's another name of Shlomo. V'ksiv v'yilish. So what happened? Shlomo was born. And then, v'hi l'shnatayim yamim, 2 years later, v'hi gozim l'avshalom. Avshalom went to shear his sheep. V'ksiv avshalom barach v'yilach kashura. And Avshalom ran away. He's going to rebel against his father David. V'yisham sholoshanim, another 3 years. V'ksiv v'yishav avshalom b'yirushalayim shnatayim yamim. So, 2 years, 3 years, 2 years. Seven. U'pnei ha'melech l'ra. He didn't come to see Avshalom. So, how old is Shlomo? 7 years old. 7 years old, right? It was 2, 3, 2. Since Yedidya, Shlomo was born. V'ksiv, v'yihi miketz arba'im shana. What happened after 40 years? V'yomer Avshalom el ha'melech Elchana. V'ashev et edarai shenadati l'Hashem b'chevron. Avshalom lies to his father. He said he's going really to start a rebellion. He says, oh, I'm going to Chevron to fulfill my promise. The Mefarshim Anavi say he went to Chevron because that's where David's malchus started. That's why he went there as a rebellion, because that's where he wanted his malchus to start. V'ksiv, v'achitov ha'ra, ki lo nasa itzasa, Achitofel, who had told him, no, go attack David right now. He saw that his advice wasn't being followed, and he realized that this would mean the end to Avshalom, and therefore the end to him, because he backed Avshalom. What did he do? V'yachvash as ha'chamar, v'yachv elech al-beso, el-iro, he goes home, v'yitzav al-beso, v'yichanek, he strangles himself, he commits suicide. Achitofel committed suicide, and when was this? When was this? So let's continue. You have a lot of psukim to try to prove this raya. V'ksiv anshei damu umer malo yechzu yameihem. Wicked people do not even live half their life out. And how long is the life of an average person? 70. Meishon Oseinu, Shivim Shana. V'tanya kol Joseph shel Doeg einon ela shloshim ba'arba. That's why Doeg, the one who was known for his Lashon Hara, he told Shaul about Novi Rakonim, so he only lived till 34. V'shel Achitofel einon ela shloshim v'shalosh. So how old was Achitofel when he committed suicide? 33. So let's work it out. Achitofel was 33. His great-grandson was 7. So how old was everybody when they had these babies? So kama havilu, tlas and v'tlas. So we have 33 years. So tal sheva davi Shlomo. So how old was Achitofel when he had the babies? So take 7 years out from Shlomo, meaning minus 7. So how old was Achitofel when Shlomo was born? He was pashlu eser v'shish. He was 26. He was 26 when Shlomo was born. Dal tati shadi l'tlasi ibure. Three pregnancies, right? Achitofel and Eliam and Batsheva. Three pregnancies. He says it's about 3 years. It's about 2 years, let's say. It's about 2 years, all the months of pregnancy. So ishtakech. So how many years are left, right? So you have 24 years left. Ishtakech. Ochad v'chad v'tibni oled. So if you split that three ways, 8, 8, and 8, Achitofel must have been 8, and Eliam must have been 8, and they all must have been 8 when they had their babies. That proves that Doros Rishonim had the babies when they were 8. So Gemara says, what do you mean? There's a girl. Okay, just one more minute. Mimai Dilma Chavaya Batesha Oler. What do you mean? Maybe they were 9. Ubat Sheva Oli the Bashis. There's a woman involved here. Bat Sheva. Girls could be younger. So maybe Bat Sheva was younger and the others were 9. Bishop, it's a barya. A woman is strong. Teda, prove it to you. Teha havi levam eikar. Bashem even had an earlier baby. Remember, the baby only lived for a week. So she had an earlier baby. So it obviously can't be a raya from there. So Alam Eichel, it must be a different raya. I heard a trivia question last week. Somebody told me I never heard before. There were 4 suicides in Tanakh. And they parallel the Dal and Mises Bezdin. I'll say the answer tomorrow. One of them is always right here. Achitofel. Achitofel did chenek. 3 other suicides. According to one of them is like, is it really a suicide? Okay, I just gave you a hint. But anyway, the 3 other suicides, 3 of them are somewhat well-known, 1 is not so well-known. I'll give everybody a day to think about it. Anyway, okay. Ella mehacha. So second try. How do you know that age 8? Elo, let's do that, at least the second one today. Elo told us terach terachol it is Avram b'zakar b'sharon. Terach had three sons. The Avram goldem minachar shana v'nachar goldem miharon shana. Avram was a year older than Nachar and 2 years older than Haran. Nimsa Avram goldem shnei shana meharon. So Avram was 2 years older than Haran and. Avram got married. We know Yiska, who was the daughter of Haran, was Sarah. Yiska, why was she called Yiska? Because she viewed, she had Ruach HaKodesh. That's what it says. Avraham was secondary to Sarah in Ruach HaKodesh. Why she was called Yisqa, because everybody gazed at her beauty. She was so beautiful. And it says Avram was in shock that she was going to have a baby. How much older was Avram from Sarah? 10 years older. And he was older than Sarah's father by 2 years. So how old was the father when he had Sarah? He must have been 8 years old when he had Sarah, because Avram was 2 years older than Haran and 10 years older than Sarah. So it must be that Haran was 8 when he had her. Again, who says that Avram was the oldest brother? Maybe he was the youngest brother. Right? The Derech Achmasa Kachashav only puts Avram first because he was the wisest. Teidan, I'll prove it to you. Elsewhere, the Kachashav Luhu Kra Derech Achmasan. The Pasuk elsewhere lists them in Chachma order. Noach ben Chamesh Me'oshana. Noach was 500 years old. Noach had three sons. Shem Galdo Mecham Shana V'Cham Galdo Me'Yefeshana. And Lachora, they were each a year older than each other. Right? Shem, Cham, and Yefes. Nimsa Shem Galdo Me'Yefesh Deishanim. So Shem was 2 years older than Yefes. Viksiv, and it says, V'Noach ben Shesh Me'oshana V'Amabal Ha'imayim Al-Aretz. Noach was 600 by the Mabel. Viksiv, Elo told Hashem, Shem ben Ma'ashana V'Yolat Zapachshash Shanasai Machra Mabel. Shem was 100 years old 2 years after the Mabel. What do you mean? How could that be? Ben Me'oshana Ben Me'avatartin Shnin Havei. He should have been 102 at that point. Because he was the oldest son of Noah, who had babies 100 years before the Mabel. Now this is 2 years after the Mabel. It must be that Shem wasn't the oldest. It must be that it's just wrote them Derech Chachma. So too, it must be by Avraham. Avraham's written first because he is the greatest Chacham. Two more lines. Amar Kahana, Amrit Lushraitse Kamidur of Zibin Arda. Amar Li, Atun Me'achabasisu. You prove it from there. That the Shem, Cham, and Yafes were out of order. But Va'anan Ayacha Basin Law, I have a simpler proof. Ula Shem Yulad Gamhu Avi Kobane Ever Achi Yafes HaGadol. It calls Yafes the Gadol. Yafes Gadol Shebechav Have. Yafes was the oldest. So, Avram and Haran are not a Raya. Elaminoan. So, Mehacha. We have a third Raya that we'll talk about tomorrow, and that is from the age of Bezalel and the age of Kalev. Beth Hashem, that'll be starting tomorrow, and we will continue. Okay? Four suicides in Tanakh.